never cease to amaze us. We are so good. What did you think I meant? Now, for our special treat of the evening, my special treat anyway, and I think I can speak for all of you, is a lady that I surely love, and I think everybody here does. And if you don't, you better get busy and get acquainted so you can fall in love, because she is just a bundle of sweetness. Absolutely. Just think about it. Now, if you were going to get up here and shed some of your thoughts, what do you think people would say about you? That's what they'd say about me, huh? Now, this lady's just absolutely sweet. She's a grandma. She's a great-grandma. She is just an angel on earth that had really wants to work for God for the rest of her life. But the thing is, she always has been working for God. She's a wonderful example of love and light. And we're so fortunate to have her. I think we're extremely fortunate to have her. And I love her dearly, and I believe anybody here that knows her is going to shake their head that they love her dearly. And that is our Barbara Schaefer.
Some stuff, so I gotta pile it all up here. Okay. I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't done this in a while, so I might be shaking. That's true. Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna start with one of my favorite Bible verses, which is 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. So I'm going to read that to you. Thank you. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect, and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. That's it. Get situated. I want to tell you a couple of God stories that have happened to me. The first one I experienced about a week ago on Sunday after church. I was on my way home. I told this to the Thursday night class, but I've changed it a little bit. I left some stuff out, so in case you were heard it. On my way home, I live out towards Hamul, and as I approached the Wiener Schnitzel, I thought, I'd like to have a hot fudge sundae. And they have really good ice cream. I'm their new PR person. And then I saw chili dogs advertised, and I thought, I really would like a chili dog, too. So they were on sale, $5 for $5.95. So I bought 5 and 2 hot French sundaes, one for my husband and one for me. So I pulled up to the drive-thru, the window, and the young woman said, the lady in the car ahead of you just paid for your meal. And I went, what? You know, and she said it again and added, she said she likes to do this ever so often. And I was flabbergasted. You know, I had never had that happen to me before. So we talked about it. We were giggling back and forth. And then a young man drove up behind me. And so I told her, I said, I'm going to pay for his meal. So pay it forward. Yeah. So she said, I'm so excited. She said, I've never had anything like this happen before. This is good karma. And she was really excited. So, and then as I drove off, she said, have a good day, and if I don't see you before Christmas, have a wonderful Christmas. So I knew that this had really made her day, you know, and having all these good things happen. And so she was very excited. Let me make sure I'm not getting confused here. So that was my first God story. Okay, now I have another one. One evening after choir, we started arranging the chairs, and there was a tassel on one of the chairs. I saw it, and I thought someone from Wednesday night must have left it. So I moved it to another chair. I don't know why I did that. And I proceeded to help set up the chairs for class. I moved it a second time and then didn't think about it again. So during class, I was in a circle, and Millie asked me if my son had worn tassels on his clothes. And I said yes. He was in a Renaissance group, SCA, and I can never remember what that all means, Society of Something Anachronisms. Yeah, thank you, thank you. And he wore them on his costumes, and she asked if the color blue meant anything. And I told her my son's favorite colors were blue and silver. So she told Donna Larson, and Donna ran and got the tassel because they had put it away. They found it. And this is the tassel.
Wow.
Yeah. And I hadn't noticed that it was blue and silver. And then they gave me the tassel. So Millie could also see him wearing a medallion on the center of his chest. So the next morning, I was telling my husband about the circle, and he said, I know what that is, because I couldn't remember exactly. And he said, the picture of him on the buffet by his ashes, he has tassels on his cap. And it was his high school graduation picture. And he was a jokester like his dad. And he had somehow gotten 2 tassels and put them on his graduation cap. And in the picture, he also was wearing a medallion. So I brought his picture to show you. This is him, the 2 tassels and the medallion. Yeah. Can you see it? Oops, sorry. Yeah, I can do that.
Thank you, Barbara.
Do you remember this? Oh, I thought maybe you remembered the story.
Thank you. Such a beautiful story.
Oh, thank you. Let's see. I've lost my spot. A reporter from the Daily Californian saw him with those 2 tassels, and she took his picture and put it in the Daily Californian. So my mom saw it, and she called the Daily Californian and asked him if we could have a copy, and that's one of the copies. So as Tommy and I were talking, my husband, a picture that was hanging up high on the wall in that particular area crashed to the floor. It didn't just fall, it crashed, and we both jumped. It startled us, so the glass didn't break, the frame didn't break, and it was fine. But the picture had 1 Corinthians 13 on it, that verse. And I said, I know you're here, Clay, you know, and because I knew he was there. When he had married, 1 Corinthians 13 was read at the wedding ceremony. And a few years later, it was read at his memorial. And so it was very special to me, and I had bought it and hung it on the wall. So a few days later, one morning, my husband said, wait till I tell you what happened last night. And I said, I had left to go somewhere, and right after I left, my husband heard a crash in the garage. And we have an imitation Christmas tree. It's about 6 foot, and it takes three large plastic boxes to hold all the pieces. And they were stored up high in the garage, side by side. And nothing else near them, just them. Well, the middle box fell off of the shelf without disturbing the other two. And my husband said it was like it had been pushed. It couldn't just fall without disturbing the other two boxes the way they were sitting. And my husband was amazed, and he's a doubting Thomas. But and it really hit home with him. And I said, your son is trying to get your attention. And he said, well, he got it. And I said, do you realize this happened after I left? And if my car had been in the garage, the box would have fallen on my car. And Clay knows that I don't like dents in my car. And this would have made a really big dent in the car. So we had a really good laugh about that. And so Millie teaches us in class to be aware. And our loved ones are always trying to reach us, and so she teaches us to watch for the signs. And I have a variation of my son's birthday that comes to me all the time. His birthday was February 2nd, and I get 202, 220, and 222. Just out of the blue, I'll see it, or I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and it will be the time on the clock, and I don't intentionally look at the clock. I just happen to look, and there it is. So just watch for the signs, and they're there. And she teaches us about love. She reminds me of my Aunt Bee back home in Virginia. My Aunt Bee was so much like Millie. She was always giving to others with unconditional love, just like Millie. And she would fill her car up with poinsettia plants at Christmas, and she'd drive around the neighborhood and stop and give every neighbor a poinsettia plant. She was a very loving person, just like Millie. If you've never experienced unconditional love, then you need to attend Millie's Christmas party next Wednesday night, December 16th. You'll experience the love she shares with everyone, especially the children. She's so good to the children. So this season is all about love. Christmas is about love. God sent his son to us with love to teach us about love. So faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest of these is love. So thank you for giving me this time. Thank you.